podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We remain in chapter 34 with verses 19 and 20. The eyes of the Lord are upon those who love Him. He is their mighty shield and strong support, a shelter from the heat, a shade from the noonday sun, a guard against stumbling, a help against falling. He lifts up spirits, brings a sparkle to the eyes, gives health in life and blessing. The eyes of the Lord are a source of comfort and protection for those who love Him. They are filled with compassion and understanding, always watching over His beloved children with unwavering attention. His gaze is like a beacon of light in the darkness, leading the way and guiding His followers towards righteousness and truth. His eyes see beyond the surface, piercing through to the depths of the soul, knowing the innermost thoughts and desires of each individual. As a mighty shield, the Lord's eyes provide a barrier of protection against all forms of harm and danger. They are a fortress of strength, shielding His beloved from the attacks of the enemy and the trials of life. With the Lord's eyes upon them, His followers can rest assured that they are safe and secure in His loving embrace. The Lord's eyes are also a source of support and encouragement, offering a steady hand to hold on to in times of trouble and adversity. They are a constant presence, always there to offer strength and guidance when needed most. Like a shelter from the scorching heat, the Lord's eyes provide relief and respite from the trials and tribulations of life. They offer a cool oasis in the midst of a desert, a place of rest and rejuvenation for the weary soul. As a shade from the noonday sun, the Lord's eyes offer protection from the harsh realities of the world. They provide a refuge from the storms of life, offering solace and comfort to those who seek His presence. The Lord's eyes are a guard against stumbling, guiding His followers along the path of righteousness and truth. They are a beacon of hope and direction, leading His beloved towards a life of peace, joy, and fulfillment. With the Lord's eyes upon us, we, His followers, can confidently and securely, in His love and grace, live forever. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 to 20 depicts them. A poem comes from the study of Sirach 34. We're in verses 19 and 20 for our practice today. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem ongoing. It's titled, Eyes of the Lord. In the eyes of the Lord, we find solace and peace. He watches over those who love Him without cease. A mighty shield and strong support. He stands, protecting us from harm with His invisible, loving hands. In His gaze, we find a shelter from the heat, a refuge from the trials that we constantly meet. When the noonday sun beats down with all its might, He is our shade, our source of delight, protection from spite. He guards us against stumbling on our way, guiding us through life day by day. In His eyes we find strength and grace, a love that will never fade or be erased. Forever let us look to the Lord above and trust in Him, His unfailing salvation love. For in His eyes we find our truest friend, our protector, our shelter, until the very end. Amen. I'm Thomas Shukruz Wiggins. It's April 16th, 2024. Recording this morning at 5:17 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.com. Again, thanks for joining us today as we close at 7-Eleven in Jesus' name. Oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and Universal Utterings each day, as a friend of mine, John, said one time. We'd like to give blessings to him and his wife normally each day. God bless you, John and Marie. And we're closing in that wonderful name of Jesus that we all love so much. In His name, we know that His eyes are upon us, giving us grace for this world that seems at such a fast pace. In the name of Jesus. 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 Amen. In Jesus' sweet name, see His eyes upon you. God bless you.